And we have this like layer upon layer of negative self-talk in these filters that our brain has built up over time. And it's like you can't even see your true self because of all of these things that are in your mind, but they're false ideas of yourself. And my goal is to just take all of this away so you can see yourself with new eyes. It's almost like I can reveal yourself to yourself.
Hi there, and welcome to the Mother of Reinvention show. I'm Megan Francis, your host, and in this podcast, we're talking about all the ways women reinvent ourselves as we move toward our 40s and beyond. Whether you're hoping to make a career change, are rediscovering parts of yourself that went dormant during the early years of motherhood, or maybe are trying to pay more attention to your health and wellness, Mother of Reinvention is here to inspire and inform you as you ask yourself, what's next? Most women have had the experience of looking at a photo of themselves and thinking, ugh. I know I have many times. I feel like I look heavy or lumpy, or the camera caught me in the middle of making a really weird face. Most of all, I just don't see me in most photos, and I'm not alone. If you're a mom, you know that you're typically behind the camera shooting pictures of the kids. And then when we do get photos of us taken, it's usually under less than ideal circumstances, like at a wedding where we're really busy, or during a quick family photo session at a mall where we're just trying to keep our kids from falling apart. And the results typically aren't anything to Instabrag about. Women can have a lot of hangups about the way we look. And I know for myself, the camera can tend to accentuate all my flaws and then freeze them for eternity. And that's something today's guest, Debbie Smith, owner of 50 Love Photography in Christiansburg, Virginia, wants to change, especially for midlife women. Debbie knows firsthand how transformative and powerful a positive personal photography session can be. As part of the 40 over 40 movement, Debbie has made it her mission to take timeless, flattering, and gorgeous photos of regular women. The theme for this season of Mother of Reinvention has been body and soul, and this is the perfect topic and guest to wrap up the season with the last episode of 2021. In this episode, Debbie and I talk about the messages we might have internalized from our own mothers, aunts, and grandmothers who insisted on staying out of photos during family get-togethers. We talk about just why it's so hard to love photos of ourselves, and the techniques she leans on as a photographer to help women truly see themselves in the photos she captures. Debbie also offers some tips for taking better selfies and reminds us that in order to really love ourselves, we have to love what's on the inside and the outside. And sometimes that can mean we have to get used to seeing ourselves as others see us. That's something Debbie is trying to help women accomplish one photo session at a time. I'm so excited to share this interview with you as we close out season two of Mother of Reinvention. But first, I want to take a minute to thank this season's sponsor, Vionic. Friends, you've heard me tell you about some of my very favorite Vionic styles over the last few months. These are the go-to shoes that keep me in motion with their amazing combination of arch support, stability, and cushioning. This footwear is ridiculously comfortable, and the styles are so cute. Every time I go check out their website, they've got something new that I want to add to my collection right away. The Brinkley Booty and the Freedom Boot are both in my cart right now, as a matter of fact. But it is the holiday season, so I want to make sure that you know that Vionic also carries a line of supportive, amazingly comfortable slippers that would make great gifts. I like my feet really warm and cozy in the winter, so I'm looking at the Maisie slipper, which is a super plush slip-on style. But there's also the Viva, which is that really trendy style that looks kind of like a fur-lined sports sandal. If you're looking for something special for someone on your holiday list, or maybe just want to get something nice for yourself, definitely check out Vionic's line of footwear. With Vionic's 30-day wear test, you can return any pair of shoes for 30 days for a full refund, even if they've been worn outside, so there's no risk. Go to vionicshoes.com and use promo code MORE, that's M-O-R, to get free shipping on your pair of Vionics. Again, that's V-I-O-N-I-C shoes.com and use the promo code MORE, M-O-R, for free shipping. Okay, now let's get to my conversation with Debbie Smith of 50 Love Photography. Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, Megan. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I was so excited when I randomly ran across, I believe, your Instagram feed first and saw that you were participating in this project to basically encourage women over 40 to get themselves photographed. And at first I thought, oh, that's interesting, you know, I guess there probably is a gap there, but I was reading on, I believe on your website, you made a statement that most women don't exist in photos, and that really stuck with me. I wonder if you could tell us what you meant by that.
Yes. So moms are always taking the photos of their kids. They're always the ones behind the camera. Mm. And so a lot of women just hate photos of themselves in general. So we hide from the camera and we purposely avoid photos. And so that's why a lot of women really don't exist in photos during the mom years. And if that has kind of stayed with them, and then they're kind of scared of the camera after that point, then they still don't get in front of the camera. They don't be in, they're not in photos. So I am just wanting to help women really truly see themselves and see that they're beautiful and worthy to be in photos too.
Now, how long have you been a photographer?
I have been doing photography since about 2010.
Okay.
Part-time till about 2018, and then I went full-time in 2018, and I've been doing that ever since.
So was this focus on photographing moms and particularly midlife women, was that something that you have done since the beginning, or was that kind of an angle that you started to delve into more as you became, I don't know, maybe more experienced or saw the need?
Yeah, definitely. So I started out doing all the things, families and babies and headshots and all of those things. But I was hearing feedback from moms during family sessions. Oh, don't worry about me. Just get the kids. Or they would tell me what they were worried about their body. And so through experience and learning that if I took photos of a family and I really didn't take time to pose the mom was not going to choose any of the pictures that she was in. Mm. So I learned, oh, well, maybe I should, you know, try to pose her a little better. So when I was doing that, I realized, and they would give me feedback and they would say, oh my gosh, like I really actually like this photo that I'm in. Or they would say, candidly, they would say, oh, you made me look skinnier, but I really didn't do any Photoshop. It was just all in posing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that just raises a really good question. I know for myself, I am chronically unhappy with how I look in photos. And part of it is because I don't feel like that's how I really look. I feel like it tends to capture me in an awkward, you know, mid smile, or I'm holding my body awkwardly. If I looked at myself in a mirror, I wouldn't feel the way I do when I see myself captured in a photo. And I'm wondering why that is such a common thing.
There's a lot of reasons for that. Well, I mean, everyday women aren't taught how to pose for the camera. Models are taught how to pose.
Right.
And so everyday women are not, we're not the same size as models. And, you know, so we also look in the mirror, and the mirror, and this is not talked about very much, but the mirror is a reversed image of us. Mm. So our brain is getting the image, you know, the reversed image of ourselves burned into it. And that is incorrect. So when we see photos of ourselves, that is our true image, but it's also reversed from the mirror.
Wow. Yeah.
And so what people see of us is not our mirror image. People see our true image. But if we only see our mirror image, that's what our brain burns into us. Is, you know, that's what it recognizes. It recognizes this image of you that is reversed. And so it's kind of tricky there. And, you know, we've also heard throughout the years, our moms and our grandmothers, you know, some of us may have had moms and grandmas that actually spoke out loud, oh, don't get me in the photo. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, and then, you know, if a camera would come out in the room, they might even run and hide. They might even go, oh, don't get me, cover their face and
yeah.
Or jump off the couch really quick. And so that's what we're used to. And that's what it's kind of like, you know, something that is ingrained in families. And then also the beauty industry has also made us feel unworthy. But I feel like that's starting to take a turn for the better. And a lot of beauty industries and magazines and cosmetic industries are starting to show women of everyday sizes and colors and backgrounds and ages. And so I feel like this is a movement.
Yeah, we're seeing ourselves reflected more and more. And you made a really good point about the reverse image. And part of you might think, well, why does that matter? It's still you. It's just flipped around. But there is something about being used to something that makes you like accept it. And you can't love the way your face looks if you don't recognize it. And if it looks, right, you know, just like off to you just a little bit, or it feels like it's not really you. And I think that representation is important. So if you see other women who look like you, whether that's like an untouched stretch marked baby belly, or whether that's, you know, just their hair, their face, their weight, whatever the shape and size, whatever that is, the more you see that reflected, the more you can become, I guess, accustomed to that being another version of beauty. And that, like, it does take repetition in us seeing that stuff represented. If all we ever see is 100-pound models, that's what we get, that we get the impression that that's all that is valuable.
Right. And if you get a really good photo of yourself, it kind of gives you a little bit more confidence and to be like, oh, okay, I do look pretty good. Or I can take this photo of myself and I can look at it over and over, like you said, repetition, and I can get used to this is me. This is me. And I'm not getting a false sense of me, because over the years we have built up negative filters in our heads, you know, from either our friends have, you know, we have all this negative self-talk, and women over 40, they have 40 plus years of it. And we have this like layer upon layer of negative self-talk in these filters that our brain has kind of built up over time. And it's like, you can't even see your true self because of all of these things that are in your mind, but they're false images of yourself. They're false ideas of yourself. Yeah. And that's my goal, is to kind of just take all of this away, so you can see yourself with new eyes. You know, it's almost like I can reveal yourself to yourself.
Yeah, I love that. I was just thinking about how, you know, a friend will put on a new dress, or, you know, like they're getting ready to go out and they'll say, how do I look? And, or show you a photo of them and you will look at it and say, genuinely, you look great. Like, we mean it, but they have such a hard time feeling that about themselves. Like, it's like how hard it is to believe about yourself the things that your friends see, or that your partner sees, or that your kids see. It can be really difficult. And then having bad photos does not help. And we all have some of those, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's our friends love us, our spouses love us, our loved ones love us. And they don't see what we see. But if we don't really make it a point to really truly want to see ourselves, then we'll avoid that. You know, it'll be a thing that we just avoid. And I feel like this is so important for women to really, you know, there's a lot of talk on social media about self-care and self-love, and, you know, and those are wonderful things that I promote. But we can't fully love ourselves if we don't love what's on the outside too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it has to be a whole complete thing. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk sometimes about how, like, delve into how that posing that you mentioned, and on your site, you really dig into the importance of natural expression, ease in a photo session. I do feel like so much of what we sometimes see in a picture that is, you know, not a flattering one, almost doesn't, it almost isn't real, because it captures a really unflattering moment. And in real life, no one would stand around that way, like frozen forever in time, right? With their mouth half open and their gut sticking out. Like, we move. In real life, we move. So in a photo session, how do you make sure that what gets captured is that moment that a woman would want captured forever?
Yeah. So this has taken years to work on. And what I realized is that nobody likes to just show up the day of on their photo shoot and to be like, okay, I'm ready, because nobody's ready. And I remember, you know, getting going into portrait studios when I was a kid or when I was a mom, and, you know, it was dark and it was like, you just show up the day of and you go into a dark studio, you meet the photographer, they tell you, you don't even really meet him. They go, sit over there on that stool.
Right. Yep.
So that doesn't make you feel comfortable. And so I have just learned that building a rapport with these women beforehand helps them feel more comfortable with me. You know, putting hair and makeup application in the photo shoot actually relaxes them and helps them feel polished for the camera. So that's a purposeful experience put in there. And also, you know, there's several touch points that I have along with my clients before the photo session. So we're doing a lot of prep work. You know, we're talking about what to wear and what not to wear. So everything that that I'm doing helps them feel more comfortable leading up to the photo shoot. Mm. So by the time that we get to the photo shoot, they are feeling a lot more comfortable about it, even though they're still probably anxious and, you know, nervous still. I mean, that's normal. But I just tell them that I'm going to be talking to you just like I'm talking to you now. So we're just having a conversation and I just have a camera in my hand. So the posing part, I learned a lot of the posing that I do from a photographer named Sue Bryce. She is my mentor and I've been mentored by one of her mentors. And she was really a proponent on how to pose everyday women in a flattering way, how to pose curvy women, women of all shapes and sizes, of all different ages. And I fell in love with her work and I studied it and I practiced it and I was getting good feedback. And so, but as much as I can explain to someone how to do a pose, it's so much easier if I jump in and do the pose myself and show them what I'm doing with my body, demonstrate, show them what I'm doing with my hands, show them what I'm doing with my legs, with my hips, and tell them why I'm doing it. Because whenever someone gets in a pose, if I tell them, go over there and stand next to the wall, they're literally going to be stiff as a board standing next to the wall.
They'll become the wall. So they are one with the wall.
They will become the wall. Yes. So my whole goal is to unpose them. It's to pose them and then unpose them. So what that means is I'm putting them in a pose, in a general idea of a pose that I want them to be in. And then I'm making them look relaxed. So I tell them to relax their hands because their hands are stiff. They don't realize what they're doing with their hands.
Right.
It's totally unconscious. And one very, very important pose that I do is to push the chin out from the neck. And what that does is it slims and creates a jawline for people. Because a lot of times I get people say, I always have a double chin in photos. And I'm like, I know how to fix it. So, and then once I get them in a pose and then I start to relax them, one other thing I tell them to do is to relax their rib cage. Because a lot of times people are standing with a stiff spine and they're like posing for a picture.
Right. Yes.
So stiffly, but I'm totally making them unpose from that pose. And then I'll take the first shot and I'll immediately turn my camera around and show them the back of the camera because I want them to see how they look. I want them to see if there's anything that stands out to them that they see about themselves in photos. And then if there is something, we will readjust the pose and we'll repose them and we'll retake the shot. And then it's like, wow, I love it.
So it takes a few tries sometimes to really dial in on one pose.
It does. You know, it depends on how familiar they are with their body too. You know, and also everyone's nervous. And so I don't always get it on the first try. So I want them to see the back of the camera, and I want them to see how they look, because every woman's going to point out to you what they see about themselves.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to say, oh, I like everything, but, and then I'll fix it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I have to fix it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's like, wow, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, the responses that sometimes we get just on the first picture is amazing, but I really want them to see themselves. I want them to see their hair and makeup. I want them to just see how they look initially, because I want them to be a part of the session.
Yeah.
They are part of it. This, you know, they have a say-so in this.
Well, and I'm sure that not all women have the same hang-ups or the same things they don't love about themselves, and you wouldn't know going in until they tell you. Like, there might be something you don't even notice, or that, you know, I don't like that my eyelids droopy, or I don't like that, you know, I don't smile the same on both sides or whatever. And it maybe that wouldn't even occur to you if they don't point it out. So I think that's really smart.
And then we just rinse and repeat the whole time. I just keep doing that. So every time we change the poses, I pose with my body first. And then I say, switch places. And then they pose. And then I'm posing in front of them. So that's something I forgot to mention, is that I'm actually showing them in front of them also. So they kind of forget that they're being photographed, and they also kind of get out of their head if they're watching me, you know? So,
yeah. Well, and this all takes time. I mean, this is not something that you can do in a rushed session where you got to be in and out an hour, right? So that's a big part of it.
Yeah. It's normally 4 hours long, you know, between the hair and makeup and the outfit changes and all of the posing and changes and stuff like that. It's a 4-hour photo shoot.
Wow. Do you find that many of the women who come to you for these shoots have never had a photographer take care of them in quite this way? And then what kind of a reaction do they have? Not only to the finished product, I mean, I know that's why they're there, but just like how the whole session makes them feel.
Yes. Okay. So, I know from experience that a lot of photographers don't really, like you said, take care of them in this way.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, they haven't had someone really pose them or take the time to pose them. We're used to going into a portrait studio at the mall or something, or Olin Mills, or, you know, the big chain names. And those types of photographers, they're limited in the amount of posing they're going to do. And they're also pressed for time. So they're not concerned pretty much with how you look. They just want to get a picture and then sell it to you. I want the woman to see herself. I want a transformation to come out of this experience with her. So, you know, a lot of people's experience too with a professional picture is, you know, at their place of work, the IT guy might have a big camera and
puts
them
in front of the white wall
building in front of the white wall of the brick siding.
Yeah.
That's their experience, I hear. And, you know, a lot of women have had the glamour shots back in the 80s and 90s. So that was their experience too. That was a fun experience, but it was dated.
Right.
You know, I want to create timeless and classic photos for them. So in 20, 30, 40 years from now, they can look back on them and be like, wow, I looked so good there, you know, instead of saying, oh, what was I wearing kind of thing. I want these to be classic and timeless photos. So, you know, this is not another thing about photographers that I had to get over this. I had to get over myself. Photographers are really, you know, they're all about their art and they want to create art.
Yeah.
But I had to realize this is not about me. This is about her. And when I started focusing, when I shift my focus from me to her, that changed everything.
Yeah.
And so it's all about service for me. That's like my number one value is service, and my probably number two value is comfort. But that's where I bring in the comfort level in with the posing and wanting to get to know them. And the service part is that's important for someone to have a good experience and then for them to tell their friends.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, Debbie. And when we get back, I definitely want to talk more about how transformational these sessions can be. And also the 40 over 40 movement you're a part of. So we'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening to this season of Mother of Reinvention. We're going to take a break for the next couple of months, but we'll be back in February of 2022. So keep your eyes out for season 3. I also want to let you know that I'm cooking up a really fun challenge for January of 2022, all about the concept of investing in yourself. Whether that's literally investing in your 401k or investing in your physical health, emotional wellness, relationships, careers, hobbies, there are so many ways we women can invest in ourselves and our futures. If you're interested in finding out more, the best way to keep up with me is to either follow me on Instagram at Megan Francis, that's M-E-A-G-A-N Francis, or go to motherofreinventionshow.com and sign up for my email list in the sidebar. I'll be sharing more information soon, so be sure to follow along so you don't miss a thing. And you'll also know when more episodes of Mother of Reinvention come out. Okay, back to my interview. Okay, Debbie, so I want to hear more about the 40 over 40 movement. I have to say, this has been one of my personal pet peeves, is that like every town has its, you know, either media or chamber of commerce or something that does 40 under 40. And I'm always like, come on, is there nothing left after 40? This always kind of makes me laugh. So when I saw that there is a 40 over 40 movement specific to photography, it really caught my eye. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, so I can't claim this idea as my own. It is a project that several photographers that I know of are doing. But I have always been photographing women over 40 a lot more since 2018. So I've been focusing on women over 40. And that was, you know, in my marketing is, you know, you're over 40, so am I. You know, this is a good time to get photos because your kids are getting older. You might be coming an empty nest. You know, any type of life change might have been encouraging for them to get a photo of themselves or this experience for themselves. But this 40 over 40 project, quote unquote project, came about because a fellow photographer of mine was really having, you know, really good momentum with hers. And I was just asking her about it. And she was like, you really need to do this. It has gotten so many women off the fence that have been on the fence for a while. And it gives them a reason to do it because women want to be a part of something. And I was like, wow, okay. So I basically took the session that I normally did, and which I call a glam session. And I just added some bonuses and packaged it up and tied a nice bow around it. And of course, it's limited to 40 people.
Right.
And when I put it out there, instead of calling it a project, I called it a movement because I've been talking about this.
Right.
And this is part of my platform. And I was just like, wow, this feels so good to me. Like I'm getting chills thinking about it. So when I put it out there in September, like women were just like responding. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And so several women, you know, told me that they have been following me for years. This is giving them a reason to do it now for themselves, you know. So that's how this came about. And here's an example of what a woman said this morning who signed up. She said, I want to show others that being 40 doesn't mean you crawl into a hole and die. You can start living at any age, which is what I plan to do.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Are you finding that the majority of the women who are participating with you are local to you? Has anyone traveled a considerable distance?
Yes. Okay. I'm so excited to say that.
That's pretty unusual for a photographer. Most of your clientele, I'm sure, would be very local. So that's really exciting.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the majority are local. I do have several people that are actually traveling from about 45 minutes away, which is kind of the bigger town. I do live in a small area, but I've had people already come from North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and I now have a new person actually coming from Texas.
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
That's far.
Yes. But she does have a house here. So it's like, but she lives in Texas. So it's, you know, I'm not... Am I cheating by saying I have a a client coming from Texas.
No, I don't think anyway. So at all. No, I mean, I just think that that's great.
That's her residence.
Yeah. I mean, and also just the fact that she would even be aware that you're there. You know, it's not exactly. like you're not right down the road from her house or the other ways that perhaps photography studios and the, you know, historically would get business. It's just very, this is a very different way. And it's, I think it's cool that you mentioned earlier how for so long women have not been in the picture and at all. And maybe that came from our moms, our aunts, you know, grandmas, whoever was like kind of instilling that. But as you also mentioned, as advertising becomes more inclusive and as social media becomes more of a presence, and I know for midlife women, it's huge, like seeing a huge explosion, just all kinds of social media right now. We're probably all wanting to get a little more comfortable with how we look on camera or we're just accidentally getting more comfortable because we're just out there more.
I don't know if I would say accidentally comfortable. We are definitely out there more.
Yeah, that's true.
We're definitely out there more with social media and Zoom and becoming so virtual. And a lot of women are starting their own businesses and they're marketing on social media. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you sell a lot to women, women want to connect with someone they're buying with.
That's so true.
And so I feel like we have to show ourselves a lot more to market ourselves. I mean, we can put pretty quotes out there and pretty graphics out there, but you're really not going to connect with your ideal client if you don't show yourself. And how can we show ourselves if we're scared to show ourselves or if we don't have photos of ourselves? And you don't have to actually invest in a full, you know, branding photo shoot with someone. You can learn how to take good selfies of yourself too. And I think that's a really good starting point with getting comfortable with your true image is to take selfies of yourself and just get comfortable with seeing yourself on your phone in a picture.
I love that. You mentioned, and I think that's really smart, that as women start businesses online, it has become more necessary. I mean, even if you just want to have a professional page on LinkedIn or something, I mean, having yourself represented is so important. If someone wasn't in that situation and they were looking at maybe making some this kind of investment in themselves just personally, not for any kind of professional. And I know we women have a really hard time sometimes investing in ourselves personally if we can't, like, show there's an ROI for everyone else, return on investment for like everyone else in our families, right? What would you say? Like, what do you think the point is if there's not like a business purpose behind it?
Right. So this is something I've thought of a lot. Yeah. And, you know, because I do have to market to get women to come in, you know, to get their photos done. But a lot of reasons that I see that women actually choose this for themselves is a life event. It's a change in their life, whether they've gotten divorced and they've gone through some type of life-changing experience that they get lost in and they need to see themselves again. So a lot of women, they've gone through an illness or they've overcome the illness and they need to see themselves again. I had a woman who had a double mastectomy and she got reconstruction, but she still wasn't comfortable with her new body and she wanted to see her body. And so these are reasons why a lot of these women are doing it. I do have a lot of women who are turning 50 years old. So they do it for their birthday present to themselves. Yeah. And women who turn 50, they're in the empty nest phase. Mm. You know, their kids have grown and gone off to college. They might even become a new grandma. And they're just like, wow, okay, so what about me now?
Right.
So they're ready to kind of invest in themselves now because they don't really have any other place where their energy is being sucked out of.
Yeah.
You know, because when we have kids and everything going on, we give all of our power and our energy away to other sources and other people. And then we're kind of left depleted for a while. Yeah. And then you start to reflect on yourself And I'm speaking from experience here. Right. I'm 47.
I can tell.
And yeah. And so my kids are now in their 20s. I am a grandma also. And, but I kind of left, I was left as an empty shell of a person because I was giving and giving and giving. And then when I didn't really have any person or thing to give to anymore, I was like, what about me now?
Right. Yeah.
But it wasn't an easy decision and it wasn't a quick decision to be like, oh, well, it's time for me now.
Right.
It was like, wait, what am I and who am I? I had to literally go through this, who am I, finding myself experience.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why I can help women, because I went through that. Yeah. And if I didn't go through, you know, a rediscovery of myself, then I wouldn't be in the place I am now to be able to help women really see themselves. Because I, you know, they say you have to know it in order to give it and show it.
You know, we've really been circling around the transformational aspect of these sessions. And it's not just about having the pretty photos at the end. It's the whole thing, it sounds like. And it all fits into this journey that you're describing. Finding yourself, who am I? What, you know, like seeing yourself. I really like the way you put that. Have you had, are there any real reactions that stand out in your mind that you've gotten from women who've done a photo session like this and then have talked about how transformational it was?
Oh yeah. So a lot of times when I show them the first pictures on the back of my camera, typically it's, wow, is that me? Mm. That's usually the main response that I get. I've had women actually cry when they see themselves for the first time. And I had one recently in the 40 over 40. She kind of just froze for a minute. And I didn't know really what was going on because I thought maybe I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And I stopped and was like, are you okay? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Did I do anything? You know, I'm like so self-conscious now. And she was like, and she wiped her eye and I said, oh, don't mess up your makeup. But she was like, you know, just kind of, she put her head down and she kind of shook her head and she put her hand up and to kind of like say, give me a minute. Mm. And so I let her have a moment. And she said, I've never had anybody tell me that I'm beautiful this many times. And I was like, wow. Mm. And then we all cried.
Yeah, I'm crying.
I cried. My makeup artist cried.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, we need to touch your makeup up, you know? And so she had gone through a divorce and she, you know, was lost. And it feels like when you go through these life experiences, sometimes, you know, you're just kind of in this pit and you're just clawing your way up. And then you might do something to kind of like give yourself a little love and self-care, but you still sometimes feel like you're just in the dark. Mm-hmm. And this experience is kind of also, is not just so they can see themselves or be seen. It's also so they can be heard.
Yeah.
So this is, they also get the chance to write their story. And I put that out there with their pictures, you know, with their permission, of course. So this whole 40 over 40 movement that I've kind of made as my own, you know, I gave them the platform to write their story.
Yeah.
And to inspire other women. Women love to inspire and encourage other women, but sometimes we're scared and we don't know how. But if you've gone through a transformational experience with help, it gives you a little bit more confidence, gives you a little bit more support, and you have like a little cheering team behind you, and you can write your story as much as you want to write or as little as you want to write.
I love that.
Yeah, I, this recently, so one lady, Chris, who just had her photos done and just submitted her little, you know, write up, she said, when I would see photos of myself, I would immediately look for the faults that I saw, and I hated the angle the pictures were taken from. This just seemed like the perfect opportunity to have some amazing photos taken of myself. but especially to impress my young daughter that aging is not necessarily a horrible thing. I want her to preserve her sense of self-love and not get caught up in self-criticizing talk like I did. I want to show her that it's okay to be you, to be a priority, and to age gracefully. After this experience, I feel powerful, beautiful, graceful, and unstoppable. And with the help of Debbie, I am now able to see these photos of myself that are me, like me in capital letters. And I'm just like, that right there is why I do this.
Wow.
Can you imagine how much confidence, like how much more confidence she has? I mean, it's not like you're going from 0 to 100 confidence, and some women are, but just this little boost of confidence just leads to more, and it leads to more, and it leads to more, and it leads to other things in your life that you might have been holding back from. Maybe a job promotion, or, you know, maybe starting your own business, or just taking a different path in your life. Wow.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And I agree. Those little boosts of confidence feed each other, and it creates that momentum, and you never know where that one thing will, you know, that one boost will lead in the future. That's so cool. Well, I would love it if everybody listening to this right now would jump on a plane and go visit you, but probably a lot will just listen and go, this is really cool. I should look into this for myself, maybe in my own area. So one question I have for you, Debbie, is what would you recommend that women who are looking for a photographer ask, or how do they do that research before they hire someone?
Well, you can definitely look on social media, but I would follow somebody for a while and see what they're really doing, and kind of, does this photographer, do they speak to you? Does their work speak to you? You know, you can also look on their website and look at their testimonials and see what other people are saying about them. Does it look like they're actually taking the time to create an experience for you? If that's what you're looking for, you know, some people just want pretty pictures. But if you're looking for an experience and to be taken care of and to be walked through and posed, you have to kind of look into it, and you have to follow someone and to look to see if you trust her a little bit. Trust that photographer, even if it's a guy, trust him a little bit. And in the pictures, in the clients of the pictures that they post, do you see an inner transformation that's radiating on the outside? That's what I would say is, if you see that in the people they're posting, then I would definitely look into them because they got something. But if you just see people just smiling,
just smiling at the camera,
and it's just smiling, and it's just headshots, you know, then maybe you might want to look for something a little deeper, a little emotional, you know, but that inner transformation, you can see the spark on the people, and that's, there's something special with that photographer, if that's the case.
That is great advice. Okay, Debbie. So I know that you are on Instagram at 50 Love Photo. That's spelled out FIFTY Love Photo. We'll link this up in the show notes as well. And then your website is 50lovephotography.com. Is there any other place that anyone should be looking for you? Do you have anything cool coming up you want to share?
Well, I'm also on Facebook too. Okay. So you can follow my Facebook page, and that's 50 Love Photography also. And yes, so I mentioned a little bit in this conversation that if women, an easy way for women to, and men if they want, to get used to seeing themselves in photos is to take selfies of themselves. Well, I've been thinking about putting together some type of like program on how to take really good selfies of yourself, especially for business owners, so they can have something to put out there. But so that might be coming soon. And, but here's a tip if I'll leave you with a tip.
Sure.
So a lot of people say, oh, I hate selfies. I can't, you know, I'm terrible at selfies. Well, if you extend your arm, if you hold your phone in one arm and you extend it out as far as it will go and hold it a little higher than your face and look up just a little bit, that's going to be a really good angle for your selfie. And you can also stand in front of a window and that will be the best light.
God, I've tried that one personally and I agree with that one. Those are great tips. Those are great tips. Well, Debbie, this has been such a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode and this whole season of Mother of Reinvention. As a reminder, this is the last episode of 2021 and we'll be taking a break until February of 2022. But in the meantime, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Megan Francis, M-E-A-G-A-N Francis, or go to motherofreinventionshow.com and sign up for my email list so you can stay up to date on all the things I've got going on. It's also a great time to go back and listen to any episodes you might have missed. And just a reminder to check out some of the great new styles at bionicshoes.com. If you use promo code MORE, that's M-O-R, you'll get free shipping on your pair of Bionics. Again, that's bionicshoes.com and use the promo code MORE, M-O-R, for free shipping. Okay, friends, thanks again for listening to Mother of Reinvention, and I'll be back with you very soon.